Where do you think we stand with these startups at the moment, and what do you think the future holds?
For me, if something is actually doable and possible in 10 years, it's not futuristic. Right? So that means it's actually the here and now thing.
And the quite the contradictory, fields, I must say, like starting in combustion and, getting into electric, it's completely different. No one would have in their right mind thought that, okay, this person who is in this field,
If we conceptualize something today, it's not the future anymore. Okay, so it's the present,
present,
right? So it's in our minds, right?
yes.
Futuristic is something that we can't even conceptualize. My position was actually fairly secure, that we didn't expect planes and rockets to actually become electric
Electric,
or any other thing
yeah.
away from combustion until I retire, right?
What was on paper is now a reality. How did that process go?
It's now more close to about some 9 startups that have been part of this center. There are two starting points, and I'll tell you which one is the wrong one. Right? So the wrong thing to do is to actually start with the technology. Right? I did realize that the world is moving away from combustion, sitting in the combustion center that we are. That now takes the technology to the people. Right, instead of getting the people
People
to
to the tech, yeah.
the technology, it's very important. Actually, think if the Westerners do this, then we can actually follow.
Yeah.
That day is gone, right? That boat has sailed, right? And say that so many people are actually getting stuck in traffic, so much cargo is getting stuck in traffic, so many ambulances are getting stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
So the slogan now is, "What's good for India is good for the world."
What's good for India is good for the world.